With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The COVID-19 pandemic seriously hurt fire services' fundraising efforts in 2020. The North Queens Fire Department would normally hold suppers and events throughout the year to support the community and help pay for new equipment and trucks. Those fundraisers would usually net between $60,000 and $70,000 over the course of the year. Because of the pandemic, those events had to be canceled. North Queens Fire Chief Chris Wolfe is optimistic about restarting the fundraising efforts in the new year, as Nova Scotia has begun to administer vaccines, and residents have been supporting efforts to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
We're hoping to get back to the way it was. It's one of them things you're uncertain of, and you just don't know at this point, but we seem to be holding our own where we are, and of course there with what's coming up for truck purchases, it's going to be difficult to do that if things keep going the way they are.
North Queens is scheduled to replace their 25-year-old pumper truck within the next 3 years. Region of Queens has an agreement in place with the five departments operating in the county to contribute $275,000 towards the purchase of any new truck. And that leaves North Queens on the hook to raise the remaining $225,000 to buy the $500,000 pumper. In an effort to continue to raise money, the department signed on with fire services across the province last summer to participate in a weekly 50-50 draw.
It was a slow start there, but as the jackpot climbed, started getting more and more people buying, so we're going to use it towards replacement of trucks.
The jackpot reached its highest total of over $461,000 on New Year's Eve, with the winner taking home just north of $230,000. North Queens Fire Service share of the proceeds is $4,550. That's less than 10% of what their fundraising efforts would normally bring in. Wolf says there isn't much that can be done until the pandemic is under control. While many groups have petitioned public health for exceptions that would allow them to resume their functions, Wolf says they have not contacted Dr. Strang and public health about any measures that could see their hall reopen to community or fundraising events.
We haven't mentioned too much to them there. You know, they're doing a good job with what they're doing, trying to keep COVID down and stuff. So I'm basically just following the rules and waiting for things to improve.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.